Picture this. You're brilliantly creative, empathetic to a fault, and can hyper-focus for hours on projects that captivate you. Yet you're chronically late, frequently misplace essentials, and feel overwhelmed by basic organizational tasks. This isn't a character flaw. It's ADHD manifesting in the female brain. Despite affecting women as frequently as men, 75% of girls with ADHD go undiagnosed because their symptoms don't match the hyperactive boy stereotype that dominated early research. Women's ADHD often appears as internal racing thoughts rather than external hyperactivity, leading to misdiagnosis with anxiety or depression instead. When seeking diagnosis, women face an uphill battle. 93% of adult psychiatry residency programs include zero ADHD training, leaving doctors ill-equipped to recognize female presentations. This diagnostic gap means countless brilliant women spend years feeling fundamentally flawed rather than understanding their neurological differences. For women with ADHD, hormonal fluctuations dramatically impact symptom severity. Estrogen increases dopamine and serotonin, improving concentration and emotional regulation. When levels plummet during menstrual cycles or perimenopause, ADHD symptoms intensify. 94% of women report worsening symptoms during hormonal transitions. Many aren't diagnosed until midlife, when previously manageable symptoms become overwhelming as estrogen declines. Gender expectations create additional burdens. Society still assigns women most household responsibilities, cooking, cleaning, childcare, scheduling, tasks requiring the executive function skills ADHD impairs. While a man's messiness might be dismissed as bachelor behavior, women face harsh judgment for identical ADHD symptoms. One woman received joke cleaning supplies as gifts for her ADHD-related messiness, while her brother with identical symptoms was praised for his gifted brain that simply needed secretarial support. These double standards compound the shame many ADHD women already experience. The ADHD brain isn't broken. It's differently wired with unique strengths. Those easily distracted and impulsive consistently score higher on creativity measures, excelling at divergent thinking and generating multiple solutions where others see only one path. The hyperfocus that makes you lose track of time becomes extraordinary productivity when channeled toward meaningful work. Risk-taking, often considered problematic, becomes advantageous when applied strategically. Many successful entrepreneurs and innovators have ADHD precisely because they're willing to take calculated risks others avoid. For those with ADHD, finding fulfillment requires aligning life choices with your unique brain wiring. This means identifying your core values, character strengths, natural talents, passions, and purpose, then finding where they overlap. When ADHD brains pursue work aligned with these elements, hyperfocus activates, positive emotions flow, and success follows naturally. Without this alignment, distraction and boredom lead to job hopping and unrealized potential. Creating an intelligence report, a reference card listing your values, strengths, skills, passions, and purpose, helps evaluate whether new opportunities truly align with your authentic self or are merely temporarily exciting. This becomes especially important since ADHD often creates non-linear career paths with frequent transitions. Rather than fighting this tendency, embrace it as part of your unique journey toward finding work that truly engages your brain. The ADHD brain responds to stimuli more quickly, intensely, and for longer periods due to differences in prefrontal cortex and amygdala connections. This emotional dysregulation often manifests as rejection-sensitive dysphoria, extreme sensitivity to criticism, rumination, dwelling on negative thoughts, or overwhelming anxiety when faced with multiple tasks. These aren't character flaws, but neurological differences requiring specific management strategies. When overwhelmed, try evidence-based techniques. Question catastrophizing thoughts by asking, what's the worst that could really happen? Use music, movement, or inspiring content to generate positive emotions. Attempt something novel to boost dopamine naturally. Break projects into 5 to 15 minute microtasks and celebrate small wins consistently. For emotional regulation, explore cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, emotional freedom technique, tapping, or eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, all proven effective for ADHD brains. ADHD affects every relationship dynamic, from partnerships to parenting to friendships. Research shows ADHD couples fight more frequently and have nearly twice the divorce rate of non-ADHD couples. Many relationships develop a problematic parent-child dynamic where the neurotypical partner feels they must manage everything while the ADHD partner resents being treated like a child. In parenting, ADHD women often struggle with repetitive tasks and structure, but excel at creativity, enthusiasm, and sharing passionate interests with children. The key is creating customized roles that work with your strengths rather than forcing yourself into traditional parenting models. In friendships, ADHD women may struggle with social rules despite genuine care, forgetting birthdays, or dominating conversations unintentionally. Finding friends who share similar interests and values, especially other ADHD women who understand your intensity, creates the most fulfilling connections. Exercise might be the most effective ADHD treatment available. A single workout immediately increases attention span, lowers impulsivity, and improves emotional regulation by spiking dopamine and norepinephrine, typically deficient in ADHD brains. Morning exercise provides the greatest benefits, especially activities combining complex movements like martial arts or rock climbing. Nutrition significantly impacts symptoms too. ADHD brains seek sugar and carbs for quick dopamine hits, making weight management challenging. Prioritize two key nutrients. Probiotics from fermented foods improve gut health, directly affecting brain function, and marine omega-3s reduce brain inflammation. Some studies suggest they're as effective as stimulants for ADHD symptoms. Consider intermittent fasting to improve focus and executive function while reducing inflammation. Sleep problems affect up to 70% of ADHD adults, who typically take at least an hour to fall asleep due to hyperactive minds. Create consistent sleep routines, dark, quiet, cold sleeping environments, and reset your circadian clock through morning outdoor light exposure. Remember that proper sleep isn't a luxury, it's essential medicine for the ADHD brain. Understanding your ADHD brain isn't about fixing what's broken, it's about embracing what makes you different. The same traits creating challenges in some contexts become superpowers in others. With targeted strategies and self-compassion, you can structure your life around your strengths while developing systems for areas of difficulty. You're not just someone with ADHD. You're a brilliant, creative, passionate person with unique gifts to offer the world precisely because of how your brain works. Your extraordinary life doesn't begin when you overcome ADHD. It begins when you embrace it as an integral part of who you are.